Let's pay homage to the Buddha, the Holy Enlightened One. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. I will pay respect to the Buddha, the fully enlightened one. Buddha Bodhaya Devi Dantoyo Dhammataya Sa. Dhammataya Tanto Dhammante No Adranaya Sa. Nibuddho Nibbanataya Tanlokatrananami. Lokatrano Lokatumai Kudaya Tasuchito Mudo. Yo Nago Buddha Naga Miro Yadiya Sindhi Atata Chindya Swapyadi. Buddha Tisali Guru Rancho Tinti Mieno Mui Chiyue. Bodhaya Satcha Taita Guru Guru Rokutu Tene Dija Bhaji Tintu Ngalagao. Dando Kuro Gabi Yin Chiro Mui Chiyue. Dhammataya Satcha Taita Guru Guru Rokutu Mene Yin Chiyja Zi Chin Ngalagao. Tanto kuranga bhikkhile dāvu pukkhate inyendo muvipche yue. Sambhataya sa chathaita du bhobolu rokotu meyen kile dāvu ninja bhaze jena laga. Tino wa tandaya na vangara chango. Kutan chokchao kuro danyao bhikkhive dāleye. Dharanaya sa kuro tatu chotaitu ro ne buddha wan mabe kando. Buddha to chao yao java zi jin cho ga laga. Ne buddha ki le da bre ne pa win sa yo te. Kuro da ye nye no mu vi pye yue. Nibbanataya sa guru tatu vene luro kukate nyeja vase chintu ngalagao. Dhamma nizan lina dhamma sako. Dede di guru na shita mita phe. Hocharo mukhe bhabe yi. Lokadrana lokadumai kodaya kasu chito mudo. Danaga buddha naga miro yadiya sende atata tumya swapyago. Nami namami kono nalong tongzong piang pyo. Nambangu shoyi gato miyano le songbo ye. Shikho unyo pāyī, yaswāpya, yaswāpya. Today we will continue question and answer section.
I also, 我们接下来也是 Q&A.
Is it correct if I say the softer the bliss, I think not the bliss, maybe bread, I think. The softer the bread that we feel crossing the focusing point of bread, the better result we can achieve in meditation. Is it correct? For this question, I would like to explain what all of you are going to experience along the way practicing mindfulness of breathing meditation.
关于这个赛诺呢，会解释有关于我们在禅修阿那巴那萨蒂的过程所会遇到的种种的情形。
When the Buddha taught mindfulness of breathing meditation, Buddha taught long breath, short breath, full breath, and subtle breath, four steps.
当佛陀教这个呼吸的这个修行法呢，佛陀有讲长的呼吸、短的呼吸、前身的呼吸。
In the beginning, for the meditators, for the beginner, should focus just simply noting in and out without focusing whether long or short. Just by simply knowing when you breathe in, note in, when you breathe out,Note out, just normal way.
是一个初学者呢，我们只是要观呼吸进跟出，那么并不需要去观这个呼吸是长还是短。
By doing so, if you can focus on the normal breath for 30 minutes or 45 minutes continuously, at that time.Your mindfulness improved. At that time, if you want to change focusing on the long breath or short breath, it will be a good time for you to change focusing long or short breath.
经过了观这个呼吸进跟出呢，差不多30分钟或者45分钟左右。那么也比较平静的，那么这个时间呢是可以刚开始观长的呼吸还是短的呼吸的。
However, we should not note long, we should not note short, just to know that you are focusing on the long or on the short breath.
但是呢，我们不可以说想这是长的呼吸，这是短的呼吸。我们只是知道，单纯的知道它进跟出长还是短。
Sometimes you may experience short breath first, or sometimes you may experience long breath. At that time, just focus.On the breath, knowing that you are focusing on the long or on the short breath.
那么有时你会experience 就是经历到这个呼吸是长，这个呼吸是短，但是你只是关注它的长跟短。
What is long? What is short?
什么是所谓的长的呼吸呢？或者短的呼吸。
When you are breathing slowly, At that time, it is long breath.
那么如果你在呼吸经出来如果很慢的时候呢，就是表示这个长的呼吸。
Sometimes your breathing become quick. At that time, it is short breath.
那如果你感觉到呼吸很急促，比较快呢，就是短的呼吸。
You should not make it long. You should not make it short. Intentionally, let it happen naturally itself.
你不能故意的去弄给他呼吸长或者短，给他自然的呼吸。
Some, they don't like long breath. Some, they don't like short breath.
有些人不喜欢长的呼吸，有些人不喜欢短的呼吸。
When we practice meditation, we need right attitude. We should not rely on like and dislike. We should do as it is, focusing on the breath as it is.
我们禅心呢要有对的这个态度，我们不能随从我们自己的喜欢或者不喜欢，我们只是自然的去观察。
Natural process of changing from one pattern of breath to another is a sign of improvement. You must accept them as it is.
在观呼吸过程呢，如果一样的状况呢，改是另一种状况呢，是表示我们的禅修啊有所进步。
By doing so, if you can focus on the long or short breath continuously for 1 hour or more than 1 hour. At that time, if you change whole breath method, you can do at that time.
如果你能在观这个长呼吸或者短呼吸大概1小时左右，那么过后呢，你可以观这个全身呼吸。
What is whole breath?
什么是所谓的 whole breath 呢？是全呼吸呢？
You think from nostril to the navel, navel to the nostril?
是我们的鼻孔那边到我们的丹田，从丹田上到我们的鼻孔啊。
It is not the right way. Whole breath means.The breath is touching somewhere around here. Suppose if it is touching on the upper lip. When you breathe in, it touches there. It passes through without missing the place. It ends there too. So from the beginning to the end, the breath is touching there. You need to focus from there, focusing more detail on the breath. It means whole breath method.
这个前呼吸的意思是说呢，在我们呼吸进出的时候碰到那个点，我们鼻孔的某一个点呢，就是整个的过程呢我们都看得清楚啊，整个过程呢叫做前呼吸。
Visuddhimagga says some meditators when they are going to use whole breath method, some they know just the beginningSome they know beginning and middle. Some they know beginning and end. Some they know middle and end. So you don't need to force yourself to know all. According to your ability, you should try as much as you can. Only then you can do well.
在清净道论里面有说到，有关系这个前戏啊。有些人是能观息，呼吸能观到开始跟中间，那么有些人能开始到最后点，而有些人是能观中间到最后点，所以属于每个人的那个不一样，不用特别的去做它。
Before your mindfulness is strong.At that time, you focus in general, in, out, in, out. So when you can focus whole breath more detail, the mindfulness becomes stronger. Because of this, your concentration will improve more.
一个初学者呢，这个正念呢还不是很强。我们只是观刚才所讲的进跟出一般上的那种呼吸法。那么如果这个正念比较强了，镇定比较强了，那么你就会观前身呼吸，就是观个点开始到最后。
So by doing so, at a certain time, you may experience subtle breath. The breath becomes subtle. At that time, almost all the meditators encounter difficulty to maintain focusing on the subtle breath.
那么过后呢，你的定力或者正念比较强的时候呢？你的那个呼吸呢变得很 subtle， 就是说变得很幼很细，一般上的人都会感觉到比较难去观到那个呼吸。
When the breath becomes subtle, at that time you need to maintain calmness of the mind. You need stable and calm mind. If your mind is calm and stable,You can feel the subtle breath. You can maintain focusing on the subtle breath.
那么到这个时候的时候呢，你重要是要把你的心呢，calmness， 心已经 stable， 就是很稳的。这样的时候呢，你保持着个平静跟稳呢，你又能看回那个呼吸，一点点又能看回。
If you worry, if you have no contentment, at that time, you can't focus on the certain breath. Because your mind is not calm, your mind is not stable. At that time, be careful to develop calmness of the mind or to maintain calmness of the mind. Only with this state of mind,You can feel, you can focus on the subtle breath.
如果你这样子情形的时候呢，你 worry 就是起了担心，以及不满这样那么这样的情形呢，你的心的状态呢，已经没有说很平静了。这样的时候呢，就对你的禅心有所影响。
Experiencing a subtle breath is a sign of improvement. The longer you can focus on the subtle breath, the better the concentration. Your concentration, your further progress, completely depend on how you can maintain focusing on the subtle breath. If you can't focus on the subtle breath, you can't improve anymore.
那么这个 subtle breath 啊，就是说很细很幽的那个呼吸呢，其实是一个进步的那个向的现象来。那么如果能你再继续的一直观这个比较幽的那个呼吸呢，越观久呢，你就能越进步。
So now the question is, it is correct. The softer the breath that we feel crossing the focusing point, the better result we can achieve if we can maintain.
那么刚才的问题就是说，如果我们观呼吸呢比较幽了，那么我们也观的能观久，一直保持住，那么就是表示我们的禅心与进步。
Another question. How to keep interest on breathing when light appears and how to see breathing for a few hours? Do you understand?
Yeah.
I will change the question.How to keep interest on breathing when light appears and how to maintain breathing for a few hours.
他就说怎样呢才能禅修几个小时。
Yes, when you can focus on the breath longer time continuously, concentration will improve. With the improvement of the concentration, light will appear. When the light appears, it attracts your mind. How to keep interest on the breath as usual?
就是说你观呼吸，那么观了，如果观几个小时来讲呢，那么可能就会产生这个光，那么你产生这个光呢，就会 attract 你的心，就是说会吸引你的心。
It is usual whenever the light starts appear, everybody.They are very interested in it. They pay attention to the light. Because of this reason, they can't develop their concentration further. Because the interest on the light, they forget focusing on the breath. That's why their concentration falls down again.
如果这个光出现的时候呢，我们对这个光产生非常的兴趣呢。那么我们并没有关回我们的呼吸呢，这样的情形之下呢，我们的禅修不能进步。
Also, it is usual for all the meditators. When the light appears, they don't know how to ignore it. Their mind is interested. Their mind is keeping interested on the light at that time. Sometimes they think light is disturbance for them. They want to make it disappear. So all these are wrong understanding. We need right understanding.
一般上呢，禅修者呢，有这个光的出现呢，都是很对这个光很有兴趣。那么还有第二种现象呢，就是说有些人感觉到这个光呢，他会干扰他，他要做给他不进去。
Seeing the light, it is a sign of improvement because of well focusing on the breath.It produces the light with the improvement of concentration. Light is not a disturbance. Light is what we need.
看到光呢，其实是因为我们的那个定力啊，有好的现象才能看到光。这个光呢，并不是说会打扰我们。
We need to know how to ignore the light, and we need to know how to keep focusing on the breath at that time.
我们需要知道怎样 ignore 掉这个光，就是说不要理这个光，那么关回我们的呼吸。
At the interview time, I have explained some of the meditators, those.Who encounter this difficulty?
在这个 interview 小餐的时候呢，才都有跟一些禅修者解释有关系到他们面对这个问题。
Now, I will explain for all of you how to ignore the light and how to keep focusing on the breath at that time.
现在才都要跟我们大家解释，要怎样 ignore 掉这个光，就是不要管这个光，以及关回我们的呼吸。
Now, I'm giving Dhamma talk. You are looking at me.
现在才都说呢，他在开始播放， 你们全部在看着他。
You pay attention mainly on me. At the same time, even though you are looking at me, don't you see many other things around me?
刚才说讲大概意思是说，当你们在注意着我的时候呢，是否同一个时间呢，也是看到旁边周围的东西
？Yes, yes, you can see. You don't look at anything, just look at me. But at the same time, you see many things around me. Why? They are within your sight, within your eyesight. That's why you can't avoid seeing them. You don't make them disappear. You can't make, but only not to pay attention then, just to pay attention to me. In the same way, when the light appears, it is not disturbance at all. Because you pay attention, it becomes a disturbance. When the light appears, you will see it, because it is within your mind sight. You can't avoid seeing.But you need to train not to pay attention. Just let it be. Just be with the breath, and everything will be okay.
彩东讲的意思说，好像我们看到彩东，在同个时间，我们也看到其他的东西。这是因为我们的眼睛的范围里面，就是可以看到这些东西。只要我们不要去管它，我们只是 focus 在我们所看应该看的东西呢。他呢就不会干扰到我们。同样的，如果我们看我们的呼吸，那么有这个光的出现呢，就好像是周围的东西一样哦。我们不要去理它。
When the light starts appear, mostly it appears somewhere in front, or above, or left, right, or left or below.You know that your light is not stable, and it is not the right time to focus on the light. You must ignore the light. You should keep focusing on the breath longer and longer continuously. Only then your light will become stable, and slowly, gradually it will come nearer.
通常呢，这个光出现的时候，可能出现在你的前面，或者你的头上面，或者下面，以及或者左或右。但是我们知道这个光呢，不是很 stable 的，它不是很稳定的。那么我们不要去关它，我们关回我们的呼吸。我们关回呼吸，我们的定力越来越好的时候呢。那个光呢，越来越向我们的鼻孔方面越来越近。
Finally, it will unify with the breath. When the breath and light unify, they become one. The place you focus the breath, you see the light. Light and breath become the same.
到最后的时候，定力越来越好、越强的时候呢，那个光跟我们的呼吸会合为一体 ，unify。那么到时你关呼吸的时候呢，同时你也是关到那个光。
So the question is, when the light appears, how to keep focusing on the breath continuously longer time? With the understanding for your development of concentration.At that time, you need to keep focus on the breath, ignoring the light. Only then, you can expect further progress. If you can't focus on the breath, on the subtle breath, when the light appears, you cannot go further. That's why, if we have right understanding, we can maintain focusing on the breath longer time.
在光出现的时候，最重要要记住就是说我们不要被那个光所干扰到，我们要继续的关我们的呼吸。那么，这样对的那个了解这样的方法呢， 一致的继续的这样进行呢，那么我们才会有所进步。
So suppose light and breath unify. Initially, when they start unify, unification is unstable. You need to wait until the unification lasts for 30 minutes. Only at that time, unification becomes stable. You can switch your awareness on the breath.On the nimitta from the breath at that time.
这个光呢，会跑到我们的鼻孔那边，刻意而 unify 呢。那么可能开始还没有 stable， 不够稳定。那么它要超过一个半个小时，那么才是表示这个光啊，跟我们的呼吸刻意稳定。
If the unification lasts for 30 minutes, and if you switch awareness on the nimitta from the breath, by doing so, if you see the improvement of light and concentration, you should continue focus on the nimitta. If you see the nimitta and concentration become weak, you should focus back on the breath again.
那么你可以尝试的去观这个观的禅相跟这个我们的呼吸合一的时候，那么如果你发现到你观了之后呢，反而你的那个定力呢变成很弱了，这样的情形之下呢，你还是要重回观你的呼吸。
Another question. If a meditator has been very skillful in his or her samatha meditation, can he or can she proceed to learn the psychic power?
那你禅修问是说，如果他的禅修很进步很好了，是否这个禅修者可以继续的再去学那个 psychic power， 就是神通力？
Are you interested in psychic power? No? Yes, some are interested and some are not. According to your past barami. If you have done in your past successfully, you will be very interested in it. If you never touch, you don't want it.
关系到这个神通呢，是才刚讲的，有关系到我们的巴拉蜜呢。如果可能过去是我们有修过呢，我们就有非常的兴趣了。那么有些人完全没有修过碰过的，就没有兴趣。
If your samatha meditation.Samatha concentration is very, very deep and powerful. If you would like to practice psychic power, yes, it may be. But better only after you attain path and fruition knowledge. If you practice, it is better.
如果你的萨玛塔呢，你的那个定力啊非常好呢，你的确可能可以去修这个神通力呢。但是塞多 advice 就是说，最好呢是说我们得到那个道智跟果智之后呢，才能修这个神通。
Related to this question, in time of the Buddha, when we study the teachings of the Buddha, what we see in the teachings of the Buddha. Buddha taught Samatha meditation to many of his disciples. Buddha knew that they had practiced supernatural power in their many, many past lives. For that reason, before practicing insight meditation,Buddha taught many of his disciples to attain supernatural power. Only after that, Buddha taught them vipassana, insight meditation. Because, what is the reason? The stronger the concentration, the better the penetration. You will attain path knowledge quickly.
在佛陀的时代呢，他佛陀的弟子里面也是有些这个有定力很好的。那么在这个disciple 呢，也是佛陀知道观照他们在过去世也是有些这个神通力的。那么佛陀的确有教他们这个神通，为什么呢？因为这是也是关系到他的定力。这样的情形之下呢，他们在观这个维巴萨那的时候呢，他们内观的时候呢，他得到那个道智果智很快。
So、in times of Buddha, many of his disciples, most of them or many of them are samatha janika.Who practice vipassana after developing samatha concentration?
在佛陀时代呢，也是有这个纯观者，他们也是有这个纯观过后在修这个同时也修这个samatha的那个禅修。
Because Buddha knew individual paramis, because of this reason.He taught strictly what he needs, what his disciples need. That's why sometimes he didn't teach samatha meditation. He strictly teach vipassana, starting from four elements meditation, and then they can realize nibbana.
佛陀他有时在他有教那个弟子自戒观这个内观。因为他佛陀本身他能知道他能观到这个人他的禅修者真正需要的什么，他直接就观这个维巴萨那内观，就从那个四大开始。
OK Can you please elaborate onExcess concentration and absorption concentration.
这位佛友问说，请曼贝再多解释什么是进行定，什么是安止定。
As a general, what we can say.Absorption jhana concentration is very deep and strong concentration. Excess concentration is the concentration what is very near to the absorption concentration, not as deep as absorption concentration.
安止定呢是一个很深的定力。叫做安止定。那么如果是进行定呢，这个定呢还没有真正到这个安止定，它是很接近的这个安止定。
If you practice four elements meditation successfully, what you can attain is just excess concentration. Cannot go beyond, only to that extent.
如果你修这个禅修是四大的禅修呢，你最终能得到的那个定呢是进行定，你不能得到安止定。
However, if you practice mindfulness of breathing meditation, you attain excess concentration too. Before attaining absorption concentration,All of you will attain excess concentration first. Only then you go beyond.
如果我们禅修是安般念的，我们会最终得到的是安止定。但是在没有得到安止定之前呢，我们是会得到这个进行定。
I cannot elaborate more than this because you may not understand. Only when you experience practically, it will be good.
所以那时候呢，他解释只是一般的这个解释给你听。他如果解释的比较深呢，可能啊我们不能明白。所以需要我们 practically 的，我们真正的去体验到呢，才能明白。
Another question. As a meditation teacher, how can Bande so patient to answer students repeat and repeat again without any anger?Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
真的，因为国语说呢，按赛道一直回答一些同样的问题，那么回答了，那么赛道也没有起这个嗔心啊。这在sadhu跟赛道。
Yeah, sadhu, sadhu. He put here. I think I'm not so patient, I think. I'm trying my best.
Sadhu 说他可能没有这样耐心了，但是他会尽力的。
Yes, yes. As a, to be a meditation teacher, we must be very patient. Otherwise,Meditators cannot meditate.
所以说是呢，对了，那么要成为这个教这个 meditation 的老师呢，要有这个耐心啊，要不然那个禅修者呢不能进步了。
If I angry with all of you, what will you do? You are scared. Not only you scared, you will run away quickly.
如果才要讲，如果他起部分不高兴这样，那么你们看到了，可能你们也会跑掉。
I'm teaching all of you. Also, you are teaching me how to teach you.
啊，才要说我教你们，好，但是同时呢，我也是学到怎样教你们。
Yes, we are teachers, but we are students too. That's why we need to learn from our students how to teach them. If we want to do for the good of others, we must train ourselves to do what we should do only. If we want to do for the good of others, we can't do what we want. We need to do only what we should do.This is maybe natural law.
大概在都是说呢，身为因为老师也好啊，也是可以从到学生那边学到东西的。那么有时呢，也不能说因为老师他只是想到他所要的，所想得到的，但是重要是说怎样去教那个学生所需要的。
But if I'm angry with some of you, please forgive me.
如果我对你们有什么生气啊，请你们原谅我。
As I give an answer, sharing the right understanding that we all need. If you all want to do for the good of others, you all need to do what you all should do only.Never do what you want to do. If you do what you want to do, based on your emotional feeling, you cannot do.
然后大概意思说呢，如果我们要帮忙别人呢，我们需要所做的是说什么是需要做的， 而不是说我们用自己的那个情绪啊去做我们要做的。
Another question. I don't understand the question. Do devas communicate with human devas? What is human deva?
Human being, is it?
No, human deva.
Deva.
Maybe there are devas, those who are not superior ones, inferior, those who are around us. Okay? So maybe he or she meant it, I think.
这个问题呢是问说人呢这个天人呢是否能跟我们在人间一般上普通的神呢communicate 就是沟通。
If necessary, I think they will communicate. Why? Even with the humans, if necessary, they may communicate. Not with all, but with some, those who they think they should.
彩龙说的是有可能的，如果他们感谢到有需要跟这些我们人间这些的神呢沟通呢，他们会跟他们沟通。同样的，我们人类也是，我们人也是，有时那个天神呢也是会我们沟通，如果有需要，不是全部人啊，一些人。
Finish. Any more question?Oh, many questions. Four questions. Number one. Monday.Thank you for the invaluable instructions. Thank you, Nandaka members, for helping out to make this retreat beneficial for all.
第二呢，谢谢这个南达干华叶林这个义工啊或者工作人员很多的协助举办这个禅行营。
The question: Must one attain Ekaggata, one-pointed mind, before attaining jhana?
第一个问题是说呢。是否一定要得到一境性比较高的，那么才能得到jhana就是禅那。
So as you all know, the word Ekaggata is Pali word. It means one-pointed mind. Another meaning, concentration. If we develop one-pointed mind on one object continuously longer time. At that time, we develop concentration. That's why, with the development of one-pointed mind on one object, leads to the development of concentration. But only when it becomes deeper and stronger,At that time, you will attain jhana concentration.
我们知道呢，这个 Ekaggata 呢是巴利文呢，那么它的意思是one point 的，就是说一样东西你看了你观，一直没有摇动的那个心呢，就是一静心呢，也是定力哦。那么如果你的定力你一直的观， 那么如果意识发展非常强的定力时候呢，那么你就能得到伽那盘那。
In the first jhana, there are five jhana factors. So what are they? Vittaka, Vichara, Piti, Sukha, Ekagata in Pali. In English, application mind, sustained mind, and happiness, and joy, and then one-pointed mind. So in the first jhana, one is one-pointed mind. Even though nimitta becomes stable, if you can't maintain focusing on the nimitta for continuously long time, you cannot attain jhana concentration.
就是这个如果你得到禅加纳呢，第一个加纳呢，你需要有五样的东西，怀疑呢就是行识、喜乐、一精性。那么同样的，就是因为里面有讲到一精性嘛，就是说你需要有这个一精性呢，你才能得到那个会加纳第一个禅纳。那么如果你观你的你一大你的禅相啊，你的光啊，如果继续的观很久，观很久呢，你就能得到禅啊。那如果你能观不是很保持的很久呢，那么你就不能得到禅啊。
Even though who can enter first jhana, if they are unmindful, if they can't maintain focusing on the nimitta continuously at that time, they fall from their first jhana. Okay? Why? There is no continuous awareness. They may hear sound. At that time, they are not in the jhana. They come up from the jhana. They emerge from the jhana because of hearing the sound. That's why one-pointed mind on the nimitta is for the attainment of jhana concentration.
虽然说有些人呢，他有进了第一禅，但是他不能保持这个一禅，也就是说他有时他听到声音啊，会干扰到啊，那么他的正念没有这个正念了，这样的情形之下呢，他也能推出来这个一禅的。
Second question. Must one attain jhana before beginning vipassana meditation?
第二个问题说，是否一定要有禅那，那么才能观这个内观？
I think you all understand it, as I have explained yesterday night. But I will tell you briefly. If you are Samatha Yanika, who are going to practice Vipassana, after developing jhana, you must practice jhana concentration. You must attain jhana concentration before Vipassana.
如果禅修呢是禅修萨玛塔的那个子的，那么你一定要有加纳了，那么才进第二步去观内观尼巴山啊。
If you want to emulate the Buddha, Buddha is Samatha Yanika. Buddha practice vipassana after practicing Samatha, not just Samatha, attaining supernatural power. Only then.Buddha start vipassana.
那么佛陀本身的修行法呢，也是这个萨玛塔先呢，这个止禅先，过后呢才有观这个观禅。那么如果你们要跟佛陀的步骤呢，就是要观这个止禅先，那么才观这个内观。
To know more about how the Buddha practiced. You can read one of the top. In this book, Awaken O One, Profound Dhamma. There you can read more detail.
那么如果你要更详细的知道佛陀怎样修啊、这个 Samatha Vipassana 呢，可以去看一些经典，那么了解的更加清楚。
If you want to know more detail, you should listen that talk what I have given in Korea, Profound Dhamma, with many many tricks. Because I elaborate, because it is in the meditation retreat, long term retreat, that I explain very much. At that time, if you listen it, you will understand more.
塞洛说他在这个韩国的时候呢，他有讲比较深入这个佛法，有关系在这一方面刚才所讲的，在韩国呢，他有重复的讲，如果听那个那个 talk 呢，会了解的更深。
If you want to practice vipassana directly, you don't need to attain jhana. You need to start four elements meditation.As the beginning of the vipassana meditation, but you will attain excess concentration before you are going to proceed vipassana.
那么如果你要是纯观者呢，就是、说直接 vipassana 呢，你开始就是要观这个四大。那么四大过后你观了，你会得到这个进行定，进行定过后呢，你才观这个 vipassana 内观。
So another question, if one practices pure vipassana, does one fulfill the right concentration of Noble Eightfold Path?
另外一个问题说，如果一个人是纯观者了，那么他这样来讲呢 ，Noble Eightfold Path 就是八正道的正定呢，他是否有得到这个八正道里面的？
Yes, he or she fulfills the right concentration of Noble Eightfold Path.
他如果有得到这个进行定呢，他也算是属于八正道里面那个最后的那个定正定。
Why? 为什么？As I have told all of you, what the Buddha said. Buddha said, first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana are called right concentration. This is directly taught by the Buddha.
佛陀说呢，这个 right concentration 呢，就是第一禅、第二禅、第三禅、第四禅，就是所谓的真定。
I have told all of you, when the Buddha taught the second training, the training of concentration, Buddha taught 40 types of samatha meditation. Among 40, 30 can be attained up to absorption jhana concentration. The remaining 10 are up to excess concentration. That's why we can say 40 types of meditation object or two types of concentration, absorption and excess concentration.
佛陀教呢有禅定呢有四十种的业处和萨玛塔的，那么三十种里面呢就是可以得到那个 absorb 的 concentration 就是安止定的，那么还有十种呢是可以得到进行定，那么大概来讲呢就是有两种的禅定，就是进行定跟安止定。
Here I want to share all of youThe way of studying, learning Pali, there are different approach. Among them, one of the approaches is what we call Majjhe Dipaka method. Do you get it? Majjhe Dipaka. Majjhe Dipaka, Pali word.
I don't know.
Does that matter? I will explain. Majjhe Dipaka, Majja and Dipaka. Majja is middle. Dipaka means shines or show, showing the native path. This is one of the approach when we study Pali and commentary.
Showing
or shining the middle part.
Shining.
Showing
the part. 这个是中等的指出那个佛法修行的方法。
So it is in this way. If someone show you a snake holding the middle part, okay, don't you see tail and head? Yes, this is that approach. So Buddha show us only the middle part. First jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana. This is the middle part. Before first, second, third, and fourth, there is excess concentration. Okay? After first, second, third, fourth, there is arupa jhana, immaterial jhana. First, second, third, material jhana. That's why, if Buddha shows only the middle part, we need to take tail and head. That's why, we can say right concentration is excess concentration and absorption concentration.
刚才才都讲是说好像一只蛇，那么如果刚才讲中的你的就是它的中间，我们抓住它了。那么同时那个头跟尾也是有存在嘛，像就是所谓那头跟尾是所谓好像那个所谓的进行定，那么才完整的一只蛇。
Because of this reason, Visuddhimagga says, Chaita Visuddhi Nama Sa Upachara Atta Samabhati Yo. What is the meaning? What is the purification of mind? If you develop concentration, you purify your mind. That's why, what is the purification of mind? Purification of mind means attaining excess and absorption concentration. That's why right concentration is called excess and absorption concentration. It is in accordance with the Buddha's teaching, because Buddha taught only two types of concentration, excess concentration and absorption concentration.
在清净道论里有讲到我们怎样使我们的心清净。那么所谓的清净呢，也是讲到就是第一就是进行定跟这个安止定两样的定，就是所谓我们的心清净。
Okay, so that's why if meditators practice pure vipassana in accordance with the Buddha, not okay.If you practice in according to the Buddha, you must start four elements. If you practice four elements, you will attain excess concentration. So you develop right concentration. After that, you continue analyzing ultimate materiality after you have seen small particles.
所以呢，现在才到说呢，你要修这个纯Vipassana，pure Vipassana是可以的。但是要跟佛陀所讲的，就是说呢，你要一定要先观这个学这个四大 four elements， 那么过后呢，得到那个这个 excess concentration 进行定了，那么才来观这个vipassana， 这样才是正确的。如果以其他的方式呢，可能是不是佛陀所讲的。
Another statement.Good afternoon, Bandi. I was not be able to attend this meditation retreat because of some reasons. I hope Bandi will conduct Another meditation retreat soon at Nandaka Vihara.
Today for you, so 刚才意思是说呢，希望班弟啊，再多能再来举办这个禅修营，因为这次禅修营这位佛友可能没有说整个 session 他有参与。
If time strike.
如果机缘成熟的话。
Yesterday, when they said that those who commit suicide, the person must have done some killing in their past. If this person was to be reborn again, what is his or her future karma? In which level will he or will she reborn in?
然后说呢，昨天你讲到说有一个人如果他自杀了，那么是因为他的一刹生业的关系啊。那么还有就是说，那个人呢，死掉的人、自杀的人呢，以后呢，他将呢在投生在什么界
？What do you think? Committing suicide oneself, is it easy thing? Very difficult thing.Will they die peacefully by doing so? Very, very serious. That's why their rebirth very difficult to say. They are going to be reborn in general, not in a good state. Will be in a bad one. Because of very bad karma, they could do it. They could do it.Because of, in time of doing so, he suffered very, very seriously. So their mind will not be in peace. Why could they do it? Because they cannot organize their mind before they are going to do. That's why they did it. If they can organize their mind, they can change their mindset. But now they cannot do. That's why before they are going to do it,Their mind is not balanced, cannot organize. So the time they do also, they suffer very much. So when they die also, very difficult.
才能说呢，肯定这个人在投身其他的地方的时候呢，一定是不会去到好的地方，因为他这样自杀呢，当时他的那个他的。mind 啊，他的心啊，一定很乱了、啊，没有不平衡这样哦。那么很痛苦的时候，所以这样的情形的之下死去啊，肯定啊，他投生在不好的地方。
One possibility, what I would like to share all of you, in our part of main center.There was one meditator who could see his past life. In his past life, so when he descended his first past life, he felt short of breath. He felt very tired at the near death moment. She can catch it. He can catch it. But he didn't know what he was.And then he was instructed to descend very carefully. Finally, he saw that he was drowning. Drowning.
有一位禅修者在宝澳山的那边，他能观过去世了。他过去世的在临终的时候呢，非常要 breathing 要呼吸非常困难这样。那么最后观到他原来是。Drowning, water.
Yes.
他要沉下那个水呢，所以呼吸非常的辛苦。
And then he was instructed to descend a little bit more backwards, slowly. Finally, he saw he was beaten by many people because he was a thief in that life. Because he stole, and then people caught him, and then beat him, cut him with knife. So in this very life, since he was born, there is a scar here. There is a scar here. Because with this scar, with this wound, he was drowning. People put him into the bed. And then, so, but fortunately, at the near death moment, the object that appeared was offering food to a bhikkhu. That's why we can't say for sure what will appear at the last moment. Fortunately, if good karma appear, we can be reborn in a good realm.
反正说呢，刚才那个人呢，那么他又观回溯之前的情形，原来是说他是偷东西给人抓到，那么给人打，那么给人砍他手，砍到他头。那么放在那个袋里面丢进水里面，这样情形哦，所以他呼吸非常辛苦。那么很幸运的，他在最后的念头的时候，他想起他有做布施给出家人，布施食物给出家人，所以这一生他出生为这个人。
Uncertain. Any questions?So the question is, did the Buddha teach momentary concentration, Panika Samadhi?
因为我有时问呢，佛陀是否有教那个Panika Samadhi， 就是说刹那心。
It is explained in the commentary. Momentary concentration. What is momentary concentration? You all need to understand. Nowadays, many, they believe that with momentary concentration, they can practice vipassana. But many are almost,or many of them, they don't know what is momentary concentration.
才能说呢，这个所谓的刹那定呢，在这个论藏经里面有讲到，但是我们现在目前很多人对这个刹那定呢，不是非常的了解。
As I told all of you.Buddha taught excess concentration and absorption concentration. If you are pure vehicle meditators, you practice four elements. You attain excess jhana, excess concentration. And then if you continue discerning four elements in your block of bright light, you break it down into small particles.When it breaks down into small particles, your concentration is not the excess concentration. And at that time, you need to analyze ultimate materiality that exists in each particle. In time of analyzing earth, water, fire, wind, color, smell, taste, and nutritive essence in each particle,The concentration that arises at that time is called momentary concentration.
这个标米巴桑呢，就是静静观者呢的修的方法呢，就是说刚讲到说你要修这个四大，修了这个四大，你有这个精行定，那么有那个光。那个光呢，你还要把它所谓一边看到色即，是小的 particle， 那么那个色即里面还要分这个八样的那个元素，就是风火水土这个颜色气味，还有这个它的 这个 nutrition 呢 ，nutrition。
Nutritive essence。
啊 ，essence， 还有是它的这命根八样东西，在你观这样八样东西的时候呢，当时那个情形就叫做 momentary， concentration， 就是所谓的那个刹那定。
Small particles. Particles are very, very tiny and small. They are rapidly arising and perishing. Without concentration, you cannot. Every beginner, when they start see the small particles which are arising very rapidly, they encounter difficulty to analyze the ultimate materiality in each particle because if they pay attention, it perish. If they pay attention, it perish. That's why.But with concentration, if they organize their mind, if they pay attention very attentively, they can analyze the ultimate reality in each particle. The concentration that arises in that time is called momentary concentration. How deep momentary concentration is.
所以才能说呢，当我们观这个八样的元素在一直升起消失、升起消失的时候呢，它是非常快的。那么很多人都观不到、观不清楚。所以我们从这一点来看呢，其实呢，这个刹那定呢，这个定呢是多么深的定啊，不是普通的定。
Okay.Now understand what is Khandika Samadhi.
所以大家应该了解现在是什么是 Khandika Samadhi， 就是所谓的刹那定。
Eightfold bodily dharma related to that one. The question is, she came to know that it is very important to be skillful reading the habits of one's own mind. If someone is being skillful reading the habits of one's own mind, how can he apply?His life when he encounter the eight worldly dharma.
刚才智慧女士说呢，她现在她了解到呢，观自己看自己的心的状况呢是非常重要的。那么现在就是说要应用在生活上，有所谓的八风来的时候，就是人家。愿望我们不称赞不称赞啊种种这种八样东西要怎样去面对它
Do you remember eight worldly dharma? What are they? Gain and loss, praise and blame, fame and disrepute. It isWith a lot of followers, a lack of followers. Another? Dukkha and Sukha. Yep. Pleasant and unpleasant. Desirable, undesirable.
八样东西就是说人家称赞你或者人家埋怨你。或者还有第二是得到或者失去一样东西，还有就是说很多的朋友我没有朋友，那么还有是 the another one is dukkha and sukha， 高兴跟不高兴这八样东西。
As I told all of you. The Sotapanna the first noble person. With the attainment of first path and fruition, his path knowledge removes self-identity view, doubt, attachment to rite and ritual completely.
刚刚讲的第一所打扮呢第一个地位生者呢一果罗汉呢那么他是已经破除了这个身见我见以及对这个佛法身没有动摇以及对这个仪式啊已经没有去跟了
That's why he or she who is a Sotapanna they have right understanding they have right view with their defilements they don't grasp hold the anger as their anger they don't grasp hold greed as their greed they understand greed as greed anger as anger pride as pride
他有一个一果罗汉，他有这个 right view， 就是有了这个正见，对这个地方们就是烦恼，所谓的贪嗔痴，这个贪起他没有认为他没有起这个，这是我的贪，只是这个贪起，这个嗔也是一样，不是我的嗔，只是这个嗔升起，以及这个痴也是一样，只是这个痴的升起。
When you are going to train to be skillful reading the habits of your own mind, and to which extent you need to train, until you understand that anger is anger, anger is not yours. If you repeatedly train your mind to be skillful reading the habits of your own mind, even though you haven't attained path knowledge,you will come to understand anger is anger. If you can separate anger and your personality view, at that time, you improve a lot.
在那说呢，虽然是说我们不是圣者，没有一果，但是如果我们能当每一样事情发生如果这个嗔起的时候我们当作只是嗔本身不是我本身的我自己的嗔来嗔痴贪也是一样都我们就观作只是它本身的嗔起不是我的东西来那么这样经过一段时期的训练呢对我们来讲是非常非常好的虽然是我们不是圣者
Without depending on what I have told all of youPlease give me an answer. As you understand, as you grasp hold by yourself, is anger yours?
才都是问大概这样的问题。不管我刚才或者之前讲的佛法，你们问一个问题，就是说，你认为呢？这个称升起的时候，是你的嗔还是他自己升起的
？Please don't depend on my explanation. Is anger yours? Yes or no? Those who answer me yes is true. They give their right answer.They understand, right understanding. They are understanding what I mean. Okay? Is greed yours? Everybody, you think I'm angry. Okay? I'm greedy. I'm craving. I desire. You all say. Okay? You all believe. You have this view. This is mine. This is I.
刚才因为我有说是的是我的嗔来刚才都说不用你这样讲你感觉到是你的嗔哦是因为我们相信这个嗔是我们的贪是我们的痴是我们的
If anger is yours I want to know. Can you show me where the anger is?
如果嗔是你的，请你给我看你的那个嗔是在哪里呢？
Are you angry now? Have you no anger? Have you no anger?You don't know. You are not angry, right? But have you no anger?
No, no. 大概在那说你生气吗？那么你了解你知道这个生气吗？
Have you no anger? Now you are not angry, but you have anger. That's why you cannot say you have no.
在刚才我讲的是，他是你没有 anger， 就是没有嗔吗？哦，来到说我有的，我们现在没有嗔罢了，但是我们是有嗔的。
You are not angry now, but you have anger. Okay. Now you are not greedy. Have you no anger? Have you no greed? Yes. Where is now? Okay.Can you show me where the anger is? If it is yours, please show me now. Now they offer me a glass of water. Now I tell you, I point out all of you, this is my glass of water. Now I can drink. If I'm angry, I can use this as my weapon to throw all of you. Okay, that's why now conventionally, from the conventional point of view, I can show all of you, this is mine. I can point out you, this is mine. But you think anger is yours. But you can't point out now where it is. Can you show me? Can you point out? Can you touch it? Can you do as you like?For sure, it is not yours. If it is yours, you can do as you like. You can touch, you can point out, you can show anytime. For sure, they are not yours.
财龙大概意思是说呢，这个嗔呢不是我们的。如果能是我们本身呢，我们是可以拿出来给人家看，这个是我们的。但是，我们或者可以碰到它。总而言之，就是这个嗔贪嗔痴啊，不是我们的。
Yes, now you don't see, you don't know, you can't show, you can't touch where they are, but there is or they are. You can't see them. Why? They lie hidden. They lie hidden.
我们看不到他，因为他喜欢躲起来。
Only when there are right conditions, only when there are conditions, they can come up to the surface of the mind. Not according to your desire, just according to conditions, they can arise.
好像所谓这个嗔，它现在是如果有记住的条件呢，它就产生了。但不是说我们要了，它本身有了那种助缘啊，那种情形，它自己就产生了。
When someone see very desirable object.What happened? Greed, that lie hidden, you don't know where, comes up to the surface of the mind. You wrongly think, I want. Okay? You become a slave because you wrongly think, I want. I desire, I want to be with it. It is right or wrong view?Wrong view.
就好像如果我们看到一样东西我们很喜欢的，那么我们起了一个喜欢，就说我要拥有那个东西。那么这个念头起要有这个东西呢，不是我们本身说要，它是那个条件有了它就有那个要。那么这个是正见呢还是邪见呢？它是邪见呢。
When we see desirable objects, to see it, to want it, we need conditions. What are they? So to see desirable object, there must be an object. This is one condition. Another condition, there must be light.If it is dark, can you see? Light is another condition. There must be eye sensitivity. It is another condition. Altogether now three conditions. Another condition. You pay attention it unwisely. If you pay attention, it is very beautiful, very desirable. It is called unwise attention.Because of four conditions, these four conditions, at that time, desire arises. That's why it arises according to its conditions, not according to you. Okay?
所以刚才讲到那个看到一样喜欢的东西呢，它是需要有四样的条件的。第一呢，那个东西的存在；那么第二呢，是那个光。第三呢，我们眼睛有眼睛，那么第四呢，就是我们有 pay attention， 就是说有注意，你去看那个东西。所以这四样东西有了，那么产生我们看到那个东西，那个贪才升起。所以它是有条件的，就是说我们要我们的这个贪呢，是我们自己的。
So.Because of these four conditions, greed comes up to the surface of the mind. The nature of the greed is desiring something, wanting to possess something, want to be with someone or something. This is the nature of the greed. So the greed wants, the greed desire, the greed attach, the greed craves.
所以这个贪呢，就是说贪的本质呢，就是说需要拥有某种东西，或者拥有某个人。那么因为这个贪的升级啊，那么就是要有这种种种的条件。
When the greed says, "I want this, I want this, I desire it," but instead of greed, who say? You say. Okay? You want it. You want it. You desire it. Is it right or wrong?
我们看到一样东西的时候，我们感觉说这个是我要的东西。那么这样来讲呢，是对的。
Now you understand? Okay? So I will give an example.The nature of defilement. When you see a mango seed, do you like mangoes? You're very fortunate. In Korea, there is no mango. Very, very expensive there. Okay? No mango. So, when you see a mango seed, don't you know that it can grow trees and it can bear fruit?
当你有看过这个mango 就是芒果的那个种子吗？这个芒果的种子呢，就是说我们把它种了，它会成为树啦，然后会成果了。大概也讲在库里啊那边，它没有这个芒果的树啊，他们没有看过。
So you know when if you know that That mango seed can grow trees and can bear fruit. Do you see where the mango trees and mango fruit in the seed?
那么我们讲这个芒果的种子啊，我们知道它能成为一棵树，那么还有生这个芒果。但是我们只是看到这个种子呢，是否能看到它的树跟它的芒果呢果子呢？
So you don't see trees and fruits anyway, but you understand there is a potential to grow trees and to bear fruits if there are conditions.
所以虽然我们看不到这个树啊跟这个芒果的果子啊，但是我们知道如果在某种这个助缘啊这种条件之下呢，它能成为树啊，那么成有芒果种子。
There are three conditions: soil, water, and sunlight. If there are lacking of, there is lacking of these three conditions, can it grow and can it bear? Cannot.
所以我们知道，所以我们知道呢，那个种子啊要成为树啊，那么以及有果子啊，一定要有土啊，那个水啊，以及那个阳光，那么才能成为一棵树。
In the same way, since we were in the mother womb, defilements are with us. It lies hidden there, like a potentiality. There is a potential if there is conditions. It arises according to conditions only, not according to your desire. Yes, since we take conception in the mother womb, defilements are with us since then.
刚才才老师讲到我们好像怀孕啊母胎怀孕我，那么那个 defilement 啊那个烦恼也是在那边的，那么一天呢它也是有所呈现。
So now you see, for about the greed, you need four conditions. You must see the desirable. Okay? You must need the support of light. If you are blind, you can't see. But depending on wise and unwise attention, wholesome and unwholesome states of mind arise. If you have unwise attention,greed, craving arises.
刚才讲到就是说，我们看到一样喜欢的东西的时候呢，它需要四种的条件，就是说那个东西的存在，以及光线，我们眼睛没有瞎，那么还有就是 wise and wise attention， 就是说当时我们看的时候是不是如理作意？如果如理作意呢？这个贪啊，这个creating 啊，制作啊，就不会升起来。
Only if you pay attention, that object as rupa, materiality, and nature impermanent, dukkha, suffering, non-self, anatta, repulsiveness, asubha, you develop wise attention at that time.Wholesome states of mind arises.
在你看到这些就是你喜欢的东西的时候，你看到只是当作只是一个 rupa， 就是色。那么这个色呢是无常、苦、无我的，那么也是不净的。那么如果你这种如理作意的观呢，那么这个就是所谓的善的心升起。
Is it possible to let wholesome states of mind arise because of seeing the desirable object?
我们能够做到吗？如果看到一样东西呢，那么使我们的这个善的心升起。
Very difficult. Very difficult.
非常难。
Because you didn't know, you don't know ultimate reality. You can't develop wise attention.Almost all the time, you have unwise attention. If it is desirable, you like it. You crave. If it is undesirable, you hate. That's why you become a slave. If you wrongly think, they are yours.
所以宰肉说呢是很难的，因为我们每次看到一样东西喜欢，这个喜欢就升起了，那么我们不能真正的所谓的那个所谓的究竟法，只是看到概念法，所以我们是这些升起的这样的情形发生呢，我们是所谓的 slave， 是他的奴隶啊，并不能是控制他的主人，因为所谓是看到了过后呢，都是起了不善的心。
So, if you become safer reading the habits of your own mind, you come to know if there is desirable object, and if you pay attention unwisely, desire arises. So when you know it, when you see it again and again repeatedly, when finally you come to know.Oh, greed desire, not my desire. Oh, anger is being angry, not my anger. Who want to be famous? Who? What is the cause? Greed is the cause. Desire is the cause. Okay? You are not the one who want to be famous. Because of the driving force. Greed is the driving force. You want to be famous.Okay? That's why when you understand it, if you are not famous, if you have no gain, doesn't matter. Why? It is not you who wants. It is only the desire, greed, that desire it.
才龙刚才讲的比较长一点，大概是说呢，他看到一样东西的时候啊，如果有如理作意呢，我们一直保持这样如理作意，一直这样的看观呢，那么才会协助到我们把一样东西变成所谓的那个善的那个善业。
You get now how important to be skillful reading the habits of your own mind. Until you become aware of.Defilements and your self view, they are different. When you can separate, when you can see separately, then at that time you can live more peacefully without participating all the instructions of the defilements, just by participating with something what you should.You can lead a better life.
如果我们能时常的保持如理作意，就是说贪嗔痴升起的时候，我们知道这个贪嗔痴它本身升起的，把我分出来，那么不是我的贪、我的嗔、我的痴，这样一致的这样的观，那么我们只是做我们应该做的事情，这样的时候呢？那么久而久之呢，那么对我们的生活呢就有很大的帮助。
I will give an answer. The last, this is the last one, not more. In Buddhism, is abortion permitted? Not.
在佛教呢，那么堕胎呢是否是？准许的，来到说不准许的这个。
Our life started since the beginning stage in the mother womb. The time, nama and rupa arises very, very small, tiny pieces at the beginning stage. Since then, life starts. Nama and rupa are functioning its work. That's why abortion is killing. Abortion is.Not permitted.
然后说呢，母胎呢，一怀孕呢，这个南无阿弥陀佛呢，那个就已经有了，就是已经整理物质色跟法那个字名跟色字界就有了。所以呢，如果是堕胎呢，就比如就好像是上升了，因为已经有了生命了。
Question Mary is done today. Repeat after me. Idam me punyam.
Idam me punyam.
Asavakayam. Vaham hotu.
Vaham hotu.
Idam me punyam.
Idam me punyam.
Nibbanasa.
Nibbanasa.
Pachayo.
Pachayo.
Hotu.
Hotu.
Nama punyabhagam.
Nama punyabhagam.
Sabbasatanam.
Sabbasatanam.
Bhajemi.
Bhajemi.
Te sabbe.
Te sabbe.
Te samam. Punyabhagam.
Punyabhagam.
Labhantu.
Labhantu.
Sadhu. 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 May you all attain Nibbana in this very life. May you all be able to make free from disciples with me. Take rest.